You gotta be bold. This story gotta be told. On your fishness, going and glow. This the sun, your empower show. Stay on go like a lion who on the prowl. Send your sales, help you get it. We doing it and doing it now.
Hey, Empower Disruptors, welcome back to the Sonya Empower Show, where I ignite your online business and help you own your fierceness. Embrace your unique beauty, talents, and strengths, rise above fear, and step into your destiny as you build empires and shatter expectations together. Today, we're tackling a common struggle for entrepreneurs. That noisy brain that just won't shut up. You know the feeling. You're trying to focus on a crucial task, but your mind is in a whirlwind of to-do lists, worries, and distractions. Well, I'm here to tell you that you don't have to succumb to the chaos. Today, we're exploring some quick and easy techniques to quiet your mind and regain your focus at work. Why our brains are so noisy. Before we dive into the solutions, let's talk about why our brains get so noisy in the first place. For starters, stress. The constant pressure of running a business, meeting deadlines, and chasing goals can significantly increase stress levels. This stress manifests as racing thoughts, anxiety, and difficulty concentrating. Can anyone relate? Information overload. In today's digital age, we're constantly bombarded with information. Social media, emails, news. It's a constant stream of input that can overwhelm our brains. Lack of breaks. When we push ourselves without breaks, our minds naturally start to wander. We become fatigued and our ability to focus diminishes. Poor self-care. Neglecting basic needs like sleep, nutrition, and exercise can significantly impact our mental clarity and focus. Consequences of a noisy brain. A noisy brain can impact various aspects of life. Here are some of the consequences. Reduced focus and concentration. This includes difficulty completing tasks, frequent distractions, inability to sustain attention, poor memory, and recall. Increased stress and anxiety. This includes racing thoughts, constant worrying, difficulty relaxing, sleep disturbances, irritability, and frustration. Poor decision-making. This includes difficulty analyzing situations, impulsive choices, increased risk-taking. Decreased productivity. This includes lowered work output, missed deadlines, procrastination, and also difficulty prioritizing tasks. Impaired relationships. This includes difficulty communicating effectively, increased conflict, social withdrawal, and reduced empathy and compassion, y'all. Wow. And lastly, physical health issues. This includes headaches, I mean, even like migraines, digestive problems, weakened immune systems, increased risk of chronic diseases. Like, wow, this was such an eye-opener when I was researching. And I know that I have experienced some of these in all transparency, and that is why I am really working on self-care and prioritizing Sonya, right? Because some of these issues, a lot of them, can be fixed. But I have to put this disclaimer. This information is for general knowledge and informational purposes only, and it does not constitute medical advice. If you feel like you need medical advice, make sure that you seek the proper health professionals. It's important to note that if you're experiencing significant difficulties with a noisy brain, like to the point where it's debilitating, it's crucial, like non-negotiable, to consult with a mental health professional or your doctor. They can help you identify the underlying causes and develop effective coping strategies. Action steps to quiet your brain. Now let's get to the good stuff, right? Like, let's just take a moment. Seriously, let's take a moment and just kind of shake our arms, you know, move our body, kind of get some of that icky stuff off that we just heard. Okay. And let's shift our brains so where we can talk about a few simple yet effective techniques to quiet your brain and regain your focus at work. So let's start with number one, breathe and meditate. Even a few minutes of deep breathing can do wonders. Close your eyes, take slow, deep breaths, and try to focus on your breath. You can also try a short guided meditation. And I use these a lot. There are plenty like free apps out there that you can download. There's plenty of videos on YouTube that you can follow. And I'm telling you, just 5 minutes of uninterrupted time to just breathe and meditate can totally re-energize you. Two, stretch and move. Get up and move around. A quick walk, some stretches, or even a few jumping jacks can help to improve blood flow and oxygenation to the brain, boosting your focus. Three, create a checklist. Feeling overwhelmed by a large project? Break it down into smaller, more manageable tasks. I mentioned this on a previous episode. Creating a checklist can help to reduce anxiety and provide a sense of direction. Four, hydrate and nourish. Dehydration and low blood sugar can impact your focus and mood. Keep a water bottle nearby and have healthy snacks readily available. And I am trying my best to accomplish this in 2025. And I am proud of myself that I have increased my water intake. And I haven't reached my goal, but every day I'm challenging myself to drink more water until I'm at my water goal, which my app tells me 93 ounces. So we're getting there. Five, connect with nature. Even a few minutes spent outdoors can do wonders for your mental clarity. Step outside for a quick walk or simply gaze out the window at some greenery. I live in Texas, so we don't have the beautiful scene of snow during the winter months. For the most part, it's a rare treat, but you know, we still have parks and we have like nature trails and we just have so many, beautiful outdoor scenes, you know, just to become one with nature. And it sounds cheesy, but I'm telling you, just going to a local park, you know, walking a nature trail, it will do you some justice. I mean, it'll do your soul some good. But also, I like to imagine if I did live in a state that had like lots of snow and just the types of activities that I could do during this time of the year. And I'm like, oh, that must be nice. But at least I can imagine it. Okay. Remember, these techniques, they don't require a lot of time or effort. Even small breaks throughout the day can make a big difference. Okay. So I hope these tips help you quiet your brain and boost your productivity. Remember, self-care is not selfish. Taking care of your mental well-being is crucial for your success as an entrepreneur. All right. So y'all already know what time it is. That's right. It is time for your FAB assignment, your fierce action breakthrough assignment. And this episode's assignment is tame the mental chatter. The goal is to significantly reduce mental distractions and improve focus within the next 7 days. So let's jump right into the action. Okay. One, mindful movement. Action. Engage in 10 minutes of mindful movement. For example, stretching, light exercise, or even walking every morning before starting work. Okay. If it is too cold out there, too nippy for you, you can always, you know, pull up a YouTube video. There are plenty of walking videos out there for free. You can also, you know, download possibly some type of walking app, but there is no excuse. The frequency is daily for 7 days. Measurement, track daily movement sessions in a journal or app. 2, brain breaks. Action, implement the 20-20-20 rule. Every 20 minutes, look at something 20 feet away for 20 seconds. Frequency throughout the workday for 7 days. Measurement, use a timer or app to remind yourself. 3, mindful hydration. Action, consciously drink 8 glasses of water throughout the day. Okay, this is my challenge too. The frequency daily for 7 days. We can do this. Measurement, use a water bottle with markings or a tracking app. And I know one app that I used in the past, like I could set a reminder like every hour to sip on some water. Okay. 4, checklist champion. Action. Create a detailed checklist for one of your most challenging work tasks. Frequency, once within the 7 days. Measurement, complete the task using the checklist and assess its effectiveness. 5, nature nurture. Action. Spend at least 5 minutes each day observing nature. For example, looking out a window, a short walk in a park, etc. If you're like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm snowed in and I can't even much see outside. Oh my gosh, I can't go for a short walk. Hey, there are plenty of videos out there that simulate nature. Look at that. But remember, no excuse. Frequency daily for 7 days. Measurement. Journal about your nature observations or take photos. And a bonus, mindful breathing. Incorporate 5 minutes of deep breathing exercises into your daily routine. So by the end of the 7-day challenge, you should be able to say, I will be able to, 1, observe. That is, notice patterns in my mental distractions. 2, experience. Increased focus, reduced anxiety, and improved clarity. And 3, achieve. Increased productivity and a greater sense of calm throughout my workday. Now, this FAB assignment is designed to be specific, meaning clearly defined actions with measurable outcomes, actionable, meaning easy to implement and integrate into your daily routine, and bold, pushing you to step outside your comfort zone and try new approaches. Remember to track your progress and regularly review your journal entries and measurements. Adjust as needed. Modify the actions based on your experiences and challenges, and celebrate your successes. Acknowledge and reward your efforts along the way. All right, this was really a fun episode. So thank you for tuning in to this episode of the Sonya Empower Show. If you enjoyed this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. For business empowerment resources, visit sonyasales.com. And for additional resources on personal growth and inspiration, visit chocolatedropinspired.com. Until next time, empowered disruptors, own your fierceness.